In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. During the sermon, there is a chance for our kids from grade 2 to 7 to have confession with Abuna Shmuda now. From grade 2 to 7, they are invited for confession with Abuna Shmuda during the sermon. The gospel of this blessed day is a part of chapter 5 from the gospel of St. Luke. And as we heard just now, that this chapter or this part spoke about the miracle of catching a lot of fish. Our Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. And as we heard, although Peter said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing, but it was amazing, my beloved. It was amazing that they caught a great number of fish. A great number of fish that their net was breaking. What does this mean? It means that our Lord Jesus Christ has authority. Authority over the fish, authority over this living creature. Not only in this time, but I remind you that after resurrection and at the Sea of Tiberias, another miracle was done by our Lord Jesus Christ. After resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ came to the Sea of Tiberias and said to them, and they could not recognize that he is Jesus Christ, because as you know, the glory of the resurrection. But he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. And we know that that night, that specific night, they caught nothing. The same. It is nearly the same miracle. And it is said that they cast and now they were not able to draw it. They were not able to draw the net. Why? Because of the multitude of fish. And as I told you, this declared the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it is not the matter of authority on the fish in the depths of the sea. But I remind you also that in the last week of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth, while he was walking, he saw a fig tree, Shabarat al-Tin. And this tree on the road, he found nothing on it but leaves. And all of you remember what our Lord Jesus Christ said. He said, let no fruit grow on you ever again. مش هيكون فيك ثمر بعد كده. And it was amazing that the tree withered away. الشجرة يبست وذبلت. Immediately the fig tree withered away. I want to speak to you this blessed mourning about the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, the absolute authority, not over the fish and not over the plant, but also over the whole creation, the living creature and the non-living creature, authority on the nature, authority over the nature, authority over the diseases, authority over the demons, how he cast them away or cast them out, authority over the diseases, all kinds of diseases, authority of forgiving the sins, not only authority to cast out demons, not only authority to heal and cure all types and all kinds of diseases, but even authority on this. Authority on this. How he conquered this and overcame this. This authority, which I can, in a very brief, go through and speak with you about. First of all, we saw the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, how in the depths of the sea, he commanded the fish to gather, and they caught multitude, a huge number, a large number, a great number of fish. So that the net was breaking. And I remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ had authority on the nature itself, on the non-living creature, the wind, the sea, the waves. He commanded them and they obeyed him. And we all remember that our Lord Jesus Christ, while his disciples were in the boat, and he was asleep in the boat, and suddenly a great tempest, asafa shdida, on the sea, that the boat was covered with the waves. What happened? I remind you, our Lord Jesus Christ arose and rebuked the wind and the sea. انتهر الريح وانتهر البحر, and there was a great calm. وصار هدوء عظيم. What is this authority? Not only on the living creature, fish or plants, but authority even on the non-living creature. So that they were marveled, saying, who can this be? Who can this be? يعني أي إنسان هذا? Yes, he is not just a human being. Who can this be that even the wind and the sea, the wind and the sea, non-living creature, obey him? And in the Gospel of St. Luke, he said he commands even the wind and the water and they obey him. بيأمر. بيأمر حتى الموج والمية فتطيع. And it is amazing, my beloved, to know that there are some prophecies speaking about this in the Old Testament. You who still the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves. المهدئ عجيج البحر أو ضوضاء البحر وعجيج أمواجها. It is amazing that the prophecies spoke about this. about his authority on the nature, on the non-living creature. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. أنت متسلط على كبرياء البحر وعند ارتفاع لجوجه أنت تسكتها. Not only this, not only he commands the sea and the waves and the wind and they obey him. But I remind you that once we heard about our Lord Jesus Christ came to his disciple walking on the sea. Walking on the sea. قالهم مرة ماشي على المية. ماشي على البحر. Yes. It is written about him. He alone spreads out the heaven and treads on the waves of the sea. الباسط السماء وحده والماشي على أعالي البحار. This is the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Authority over the fish. Authority over the plant. Authority over the non-living creature. Over the sea. Over the water. Over the wind. And we all remember that this non-living creature how this non-living creature and the nature expressed how it was very sorrowful when they saw their creator was hanging on the cross, lifted on the cross and crucified or was crucified. We all remember how the sun disappeared from the 6th hour to the 9th hour. There was darkness over all the land. فاكرين ان الساعة السادسة للساعة التاسعة كان في ظلم على وجه الأرض. الطبيعة عبرت بطريقتها الخاصة. And the earth quaked and the rocks split and the graves were open. I can speak to you also about the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ even over the demons. And when he declared this authority and was casting out the demons, they said in a very marvelous, they were astonished. It was never seen like this in Israel. It was never seen like this in Israel. لن يظهر قط مثل هذا في إسرائيل. And in the Gospel of Luke, they were amazed, for with authority and power, بسلطان وقوة, authority and power, he commands the unclean spirit and they came out. This is the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I say to you, not only he has this authority, but he could grant this authority to his disciple. Not only he has this authority for his own, but has the authority to give authority to his disciple to cast out demons. And so he said to them, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Cast out demons. And you all remember how his disciples came back with joy, rejoicing, and said to him, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. حتى الشياطين تخضع لنا ايه؟ باسمك.
This is the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to confirm and emphasize that our Lord Jesus Christ has this authority in his nature. He was not granted it, but it is his authority as God. God who manifested in flesh. How about his authority over all kinds of diseases? And all of you know this. How he cured the man with infirmity for 38 years. How he gave sight to the man who was born blind. How he gave cure and healing to the paralytic man when they offered him in front of our Lord Jesus Christ. How about the woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years? How about so many, many diseases? To the extent that it is said, he laid his hands on everyone. Can you hold the idu alayhi? On every one of them and healed them. Sometimes he laid his hand over them, and sometimes without putting his hand over them, even they tried to touch his garment. مجرد انهم يلمسوا هدومه يلمسوها بس. And they brought to him all who are sick, all who are sick, and they begged him, طلبوا منه وترجوه, that they might only touch his garment. مجرد انهم يلمسوا الجارمنت بتاعته. What is this authority? What is this authority which is even by just touching his garment, and as many as touched him were made perfectly well? Why? St. Luke explained this. You will, power went out from him and healed them all. في قوة كانت بتخرج منه. How it is amazing, my beloved, that we worship our Lord Jesus Christ, who has this absolute authority on all the creature, living and unliving. Authority to cast out demons. Authority to heal all kinds of diseases. Not only by putting his hand or laid his hand over them, not only by touching his garment, but I say to you, even by a word from him. And we heard about the centurion who came to him, الراجل قائد المئة اللي جه وكان عنده عبد عيان, قال له حاجة غريبة قوي. Only speak a word, my servant will be healed. قول بس كلمة واحدة, مش لازم تيجي معايا. Only speak a word. And in another sight, another miracle, the son of the nobleman who came and he was at the point of death, our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, go your way, your son lives. Izhab ibnak hay. So not only by laying his hand, not only by touching his garment, but even when he will and say a word, the sick were cured. What is this authority? We are not speaking about normal prophet or an apostle. We are speaking and worshiping
our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the God who manifested in flesh.
And I say to you, not only our Lord Jesus Christ had authority for the to cure diseases, but authority even over death, over death. And all of you remember how he went to the little daughter of Jairus, Ibn Jairus, and said one word. Little daughter or little girl, I say to you, arise.
مجرد أن قالها كده. Immediately she arose and walked.
And how he said to the young man, Ibn al-Armala, في قرية نايين, young man, I say to you, arise. And he sat up and began to speak.
And the amazing miracle of raising Lazarus after 4 days in his tomb. This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is our Lord Jesus Christ who had absolute authority. And I remind you that the authority of forgiving sins is the authority of only God. No one, nobody, no angel, no apostle, no prophet had authority to forgive sins.
فيش حد ابدا عنده هذا السلطان انه يغفر خطيه.
Our Lord Jesus Christ was forgiving and still forgiving sins. And all of you remember how he forgave the sin or forgave the sins of the paralytic man. And how he said to the sinner woman who came to him and stood behind him and started to wash his feet with her tears and to wipe them by the hair of her head, of her heads. And she was kissing his feet and anointing them with the fragrant oil. What our Lord Jesus Christ said to her? He said to her, your sins are forgiven you.
This is the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ.
But I say to you, he did not only give authority to heal the sick and to cast out the demons to his disciples, but he also gave his disciples authority to forgive the sins.
It is amazing. What is this? This is the God who manifested in flesh.
He said to his disciples, he pressed in their face and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you will remit, they are remitted to them. And those which will you return, they shall be returned.
Authority of our Lord Jesus Christ.
How about the authority of teaching? How about his authority as a unique teacher? It is written about our Lord Jesus Christ that he taught them. He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
كان بيعلم كمن له ايه؟ كمن له سلطان، يعلم كمن له سلطان، لدرجة إن هم بقوا يسألوا.
Where did this man get this wisdom and this mighty work؟
منين جات له الحكمة والقوة ديت؟ أحبائي، نحن اليوم أمام شخص ربنا يسوع المسيح بكل حلاوته، بل أقول بكل سلطانه، بكل جبروته الإلهي، بكل اقتداره، بكل سلطان لاهوته، سلطان يمتد ليشمل كل الخليقة عاقلة وغير عاقلة.
إذن الخليقة الجامدة الرياح والبحر يمشي على المية ينتهر الريح يقول للبحر ابكم واسكت فيصير هدوء عظيم. يجيب السمك ويجمعه وبطرس يصطاد مش مرة واحدة أكتر من مرة بعد تعب الليل كله. سلطان على الأمراض بكل أنواعها. 38 سنة الراجل قاعد عند البركة نسي حركات المشي بتتعمل ازاي. كلمة واحدة قالها له المسيح قوم احمل سريرك وامشي. المفلوج اللي نزلوه قال له مغفورة لك خطاياك قوم احمل سريرك وامشي. اخراجه للشياطين بقوة وسلطان عجيب ويعطي هذا السلطان لتلاميذه. اشفوا مرضى طهروا برص اقيموا موتى اخرجوا شياطين. ايه السلطان العجيب ده؟ اوعى حد يشككم في ألوهية المسيح. مفيش حد عند هذا السلطان من ذاته كده من ذاته الا الله. عشان كده المسيح قال كل ما يعمله ذاك على الاب يعمله الابن ايضا. سلطان على غفران الخطايا. محدش يقدر يغفر خطايا. ما سمعناش عن رسول او نبي او اي كائن عنده سلطان انه يغفر الخطيه. المسيح كان بيغفر الخطيه. فمن يكون هو اذن؟ وليه الخطيه ما حدش يغفرها غير الله؟ لان الكتاب يقول لك وحدك ايه اخطات. الخطيه موجهه ضد الله. ويوسف الصديق قال كيف اصنع هذا الشر العظيم واخطئ الى الله؟ فلان الخطيه موجهه لله ما فيش غير الله هو اللي يغفر. المسيح بيغفر ويدي سلطان لمغفرة الخطايا. حاجة واحدة بس عايز أختم بيها حواري معاكم النهاردة. الحوار السريع اللي بستعرض فيه سلطان المسيح له المجد. سلطان المسيح ما كانش بس حاجة تاريخية. Something which is historical. No. سلطان المسيح يا أحبائي هو سلطان قادر على تغيير القلوب وتغيير الطبيعة القاسية والمعاندة والقلب المتحجر يحوله إلى قلب لحمي. يحول العصاة إلى أبرار. يحول الزناة إلى أطهار. هو ده المسيح على مدى التاريخ. مش بس examples from the Bible. Yes we know that He met the chaos and the chaos had been changed completely. Yes, he met the Samaritan woman and she was converted completely from her conduct and her belief. He met so many people and they were changed. This in the Bible, but not only in the Bible. على مدى التاريخ كله كل نفس تتقابل مع المسيح وكلمة المسيح القوية الفعالة تدخل كلمة المسيح بقوة فتزيد قساوة القلب وتخضع الروح المعاندة. وكم من عتاه في الشر وعتاه في الإجرام وخطاه إلى أقصى درجات القباحة في الخطية سقطوا سرعى أمام قوة الكلمة وأمام شخص المسيح فزادت قلوبهم حبا وسلموا حياتهم للمسيح وتغيروا. ومش محتاج أن أنا أقول لكم أن أمثلة كتير على مدى التاريخ أغسطينوس وموسى الأسود وماريا القبطية. أين سلطان المسيح بالنسبة لي وبالنسبة لي؟ أين هذا السلطان على القلب لكي يخضع القلب وتدخل سهام الكلمة لكي تجرح هذا القلب جرح شفاء فينزف منه كل دم فاسد وتعود إليك حياة القداسة والطهارة والنقاوة بفعل هذا الإله العجيب ونظرته اللي مليانة حب ومليانة حنان وكلامه اللي مليان قوة يدخل بقوة إلى أعماق النفس. أحبائي كل اللي يلزمنا إن احنا ندخل إلى العمق زي ما حصل النهاردة.
والمسيح قال لبطرس ادخل الى العمق، عمق التوبة، عمق الصراخ الى الله، عمق الحب، عمق الخدمة، عمق الفرح، عمق الصلاة. يعوزنا ان نستكشف هذا العمق في حياتنا. ربنا يدينا نعمة وبركة، له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، آمين.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all age, Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of oneness with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and buried, and the third day rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascends to heavens, he said to his Father, and he's coming again, his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets.
And one holy God and apostolic church,
we confess one baptism for remission of sins. We long